Welcome to Think on This, a podcast by Table Think with Joshua and Carrie.
This is a day of life and
it is.
Excitement and all of that. And everyone has their Easter tradition. So I thought before we began, I would just ask you, what was your favorite part of Easter?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it is hard to deny that getting all of those candies and goodies could not be a favorite part of Easter. So I think what I loved is I got an Easter basket from my parents, and then I got one from both sets of grandparents.
Wow, yeah, you were so loaded down.
It was epic. And and my favorite thing was there were always these, my grandparents' church would make these, and it was like these awesome peanut butter chocolate eggs. They were huge.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, homemade?
They them in their church kitchen. They were amazing. And literally we would like have it in the fridge, like chopping off of it for the next month. So that was that's a highlight of Easter.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to, before I segue so well into this, I do have to say that I used to sell my chocolate Easter bunnies to the highest bidder.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I always made money off of those. Yeah. Yeah. And so maybe I could have done that with you.
Yeah. Who knows? I would have wanted more to put in my basket.
Yeah. So there you go. But you know, I'm going to switch this up a little bit. For me, I love Easter for many reasons, but it was, if you can believe this, years ago, the day that I was baptized.
Wow.
I know.
That's a cool day to be baptized.
It was so exciting to me. And we lived at that point in Beaverton, Oregon, kind of made our way up the highway. But we went to a sweet church that people had really encouraged me to be baptized. And one of the things that they talked about that I've always carried with me and talked with the people that now, you know, turn around and now I baptize people as a pastor. And they talked to me about how baptism really just tells the story of Easter.
Wow.
And, you know, how that when you come to be baptized, that you recognize who you were without Christ and that who you are now with Christ, and that when you are, and I was immersed. And so when you're immersed into the water, I know there's all different ways of baptism, but for me, that's what the church did, that you leave everything in the water because it's like a grave.
Yeah.
You know, so all the old is left. And when you come up, you are living the resurrected life, that all things are new and it's a new beginning and it's life. And everything about the day changed for me that day that I was baptized.
Yeah, that's incredible. That would definitely be an incredible day to be baptized. And yeah, just the whole sort of symbolic piece of that, of literally down in the water, dying to self and up. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. And it really, for me, I kept thinking, I'm alive.
Yeah.
I'm never going to die. That who I am is always going to be who I am.
Right.
That I have that life of Christ in me. And, you know, when we're talking about this day, I think about the women that went to prepare Jesus's body, and they're climbing up that hill and they're talking amongst themselves. And can you imagine the sorrow that they had that day?
Yeah,
and they're focused on death, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they're climbing up. And I love Luke's book of the gospel, and he's a doctor. And so he always kind of gives these different kind of scenarios and a different perspective than the other gospel writers. And he says this, that that they were told when they're looking for Jesus and they can't find his body in the tomb, and they're just freaking out, like what's happened.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, it's just really compounded their sorrow. And this question was asked of them, why do you look for the living among the dead? The amazing thing about this question is that it really helps us to refocus our perception of really what life is all about. And every day we can ask that question, even like, what is in me that is not about life, and what is in me that's about death? You know, and so really what we have to look at is that through Christ, our death has been exchanged for life. And so, you know, we need to really think about who we are in Christ. And so I know that I'm accepted, and Christ bore my burden of condemnation, that I no longer have to have that burden.
And I am alive. Christ took on my death, setting me free from the grave.
I am amazed. Christ's costly grace is always at work in me.
And I am always blessed. Christ is my faithful friend, never leaving or failing me.
I am anticipating. Christ gives more than what I will ever ask, think, or imagine. Well, the hour has come. We know that Christ took on the purpose and the burden of death and the battle of darkness, and humanity has the opportunity to be healed with this unstoppable love and amazing grace. You know what, Joshua? Life is extraordinary when it's lived with Jesus Christ. That's every right. single day.
You've been listening to Think on This by TableThink. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com.